कवि श्री चैतन्य मोरे करिबे न दया, कवि आनि पाइबो वैष्णव पद छाया। विष्णु जाने आमी करिबो सम्मान, कृतांजलि वैष्णव निकटे दंते तृण करीणा जीवनेष्कपटे
गीतांजलि वैष्णव निकटे दंते तृण करीद आईब निष्कपटे,
कंदिया कंदिया जना इव दुख ग्राम, संसार अनल हैते मागिव विश्राम,
कंदिया कंदिया जना आईब दुख ग्राम, संसार अनल हैते मागिब विश्राम,
सुनिया मार दुख वैष्णव ठाकुर, हम लागी कृष्णे आवे निवेन प्रचुर,
सुनिया अमार दुख वैष्णव ठाकुर, हमारा लगी कृष्ण आवे दिवे ना प्रचुर,
वैष्णवे रवेदने कृष्ण दया माया, ये न पमार प्रति हवेना सदाया,
वैष्णव रवे कने कृष्ण दया माया, ये न परमापति हवेना सदाया,
निवेदना वैष्णव चराणे कृपा करी संगे रह जय अकिंचने,
निवेदना वैष्णव चराणे कृपा करि संगे लह किंचन।
आवे श्री चैतन्य मोरे करिबे दया कले आवे पाइबो वैष्णव पद हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
भगवान हरिनाम संकीर्तन की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की श्रील प्रभुपाद श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत की वर्स नंबर कंट्रोल टू वन Point 51. This is one. Is that right? So we are coming to the last part of this chapter today. Because I want to say something about the previous one. Huh? 261, we finished it, this verse. So we are going to 262. Huh? Okay, let us see what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says about it, correct? Huh? Yeah. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमावोम् विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. प्रभु कहे मुक्ति पदे इह पाठ हया, भक्ति पदे केन पड़ा की तुम्हारा आशया. Are you translation, please?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately pointed out, in that verse, the word is Muktipade, but you have changed it to Bhaktipade. What is your intention?
But Acharya kahe bhakti samana hai mukti phala. Bhagavad bhakti vimukhera haya danda kevala.
Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya replied, the awakening of pure love of Godhead, which is the result of devotional service, far surpasses liberation from material bondage. For those averse to devotional service, merging into the Brahman effulgence is a kind of punishment.
This is another example of Bhattacharya's spiritual advancement. He is not only giving up the impersonal path, he is able to understand the result of impersonal worship to be a punishment. Kaivalyam narakayate tridashapura akasha pushpayate durdantendriya kala sarpapatali protkata dhamstrayate vishvam purna sukayate vidimahendra adishchakitayate yatkarunya kataakshavai bhavavatam tam gaurame vastu mahadasavas. So yatkarunya kataakshavai bhavavatam, if somebody has attained the glance of Lord Chaitanya, mercy of Lord Chaitanya, what is the qualification of that person? He says, kaivalyam narakayate. He considers in attainment of the impersonal Brahma Jyoti to be hellish. Why is it hellish? Anybody knows? No service. There is no service to Krishna. You can't see the beautiful form of the Lord. You can't render loving service to Him. There are no pastimes. There is no variety. It's a nirvishesh, means no special, nothing special, nothing, no variety, isn't it? It's a boring piece, there. And you have to be all alone. That is a long-lasting loneliness. That is the place, suspended in that bright light, that's all. So, actually devotees as such feel great separation from the Lord, even in this world, and they are longing to see Him. He says, Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahenam. So, one man told one of the ISKCON devotees that, why are you people dancing and singing in the street and you are crying the holy name? That is your weakness of heart, the man was telling. You are all weak-minded fellows, therefore you are always crying for God. So, devotees came back and told Prabhupada. And Prabhupada heard it, he gave a very solid argument. He said, if you cannot cry for God, you have to cry for a woman, Prabhupada said. In this world you will see those who are not attracted to God will definitely be attracted to opposite sex. Nobody can say that I am not hankering for anything. I am not hankering for Maya, I am not hankering for Krishna, I am free from both. You cannot do that. It's like saying, I will break the government laws, but I will not go to jail also. How is it possible? If you break state laws, you follow jail laws. Correct, no? And if you properly follow the jail laws and you don't break it, again you will be allowed to follow the state laws. Correct, no? So, in the same manner, Prabhupada said, the soul has a natural propensity to, feel separation from the Lord and hankering for Him, for His association. And if you don't get His association, you have to get association of somebody having a 1/1,000,000th of His opulence of beauty or, you know, fame or strength or anything like that. All the jivas have opulence also in this world. But their opulence is very, He says, na mama teja amsha sambhava. Then you are not attracted to the purna, you will be attracted to the amsha. That is what is available for you here. So, and then Prabhupada said, since they are claiming that they don't hanker for God, they are nothing but a stone, Prabhupada said. They are simply a stone, he said. And then, of course, they can't remain a stone, he said. Their heart will melt for maya, subsequently, because they are offenders. So, therefore, you will see here, Bhattacharya's advancement shows in this verse that he has understood this, kaivalyam narakayate. He has understood that. If somebody has rejected kaivalyam only, Brahman merging only, what to speak of heavenly planets? What to speak of Brahma's post? What to speak of Indra's post? Tell me. That has no value at all. There is another verse comes to my mind now. Our Prithu Maharaja's beautiful verse. Ye narakanam apisanti dehinam. What is that verse? Tanisha kaivalyapate vrinenacha. Varan vibhostvat paradeshvarat buddham katam vrinite gunavikriyatmanam ye narakanam apisanti dehinam tanisha kaivalyapate vrinenacha. Like that he tells Lord Vishnu. Beautiful verse it is. He says, Varan vibho, vibho means, oh great Lord, you are a bestower of innumerable benedictions. They are called Varadarshaba. What is his name? Varadaraj. You give benedictions. And he says, Varan vibho tvat varadeshwarad buddha, katam vrinite, what can I ask you in this world of perishable objects? Gunavikri atmanam. Everything is touched by three gunas. I can't ask you anything. And then he is thinking and saying, ye narakanam apisanti dehinam. These are all available even for the stool-eating hogs and even for other animals in this world. Everybody is bound by three gunas in this world. Useless benedictions. You are actually a warder of liberation. Tanisha kaivalya pate vrinena chaisai. And then Lord Vishnu is asking, according to Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, you will see, Lord Vishnu is asking, so, seems that you are rejecting material enjoyment and you are wanting liberation, because you are glorifying liberation to be my best award. So, would you like to be liberated in Brahman? Immediately, what he says, next verse, he says, Na kamaye na tatadapyaham kvachin, na yatra yushmat charanam bujasavah, mahattamantar hridayan mukhachyuto vidatsvakarna yutameshame varah. He's saying, that also I don't want. What is the first line? Nakamaye nata tada api aham kvachin. Oh, don't even remind me of the Brahma Jyoti. Kvachin means kadapi. Never, never ever I will think of ever going to Brahma Jyoti. What are you talking? Although I told you are a kaivalya pati, that doesn't mean I want kaivalya. All these monis and impersonalists are beggars at your lotus feet. They want kaivalya, I don't want. He's saying, nakamaye nata tada api aham kvachin. Why? Nayatra yushmat charanam bujasabha, he's saying. Yushmat means your. Nayatra yushmat charana ambuja asava. Asava means honey. The honey of your Krishna Katha is not dripping from your lotus feet. Where? In the Brahma Jyoti. It is not there, he's saying. And the Lord says, what are you talking? What is honey? What is lotus feet? They're all new to me, the Lord is saying. And he says, and the devotee says, you don't know. Then he says, I will tell you, this honey is available where there is a kumbha in the heart of your devotees. Which is like a holy kumbha. You have seen that? In that the honey is stored in their hearts. And when they glorify you, it drips from their mouths. He's saying, mahatnamantar hridayan mukachyuto. It is there in the hridayan, in the heart, from there, it's coming out through the mouth. Mukachyuto. Chuta means to fall from the mouth. Like honey dripping from the mouth. And then he's saying, vidatsva karna yutamesha mevar. He's saying that, give me a crore ears, he's telling, to hear Krishna Katha. So instead of Brahma Jyoti, he's asking for 1 crore ears for hearing, he says. So, I was hearing one lecture, the sannyasi was telling that, what is the meaning of 1 crore ears? There are so many devotees across the globe glorifying the Lord. Like all of you sitting here, you may also like to hear katha from various preachers. Correct, no? And you have heard also. Different preachers have different flavor also. Correct, no? Somebody is very good in leela, somebody is very good in philosophy, and somebody is very good in humor. Somebody is very good in Prabhupada pastimes, isn't it? Somebody is very good in describing the Lord's heart, Lord's nature. So everybody has a different flavor, and Vaishnavas have unique flavors awarded by Krishna, isn't it? Uttama shloka charitam. So they are able to glorify the choice poetry of the Lord in their own style, in their way. So sometimes you feel that, like once I went to Vrindavan, in the temple hall there was this one Jayadutt Swami giving lecture. So I made up my mind, I'll attend their English lecture. But then they announced, Hindi lecture will be in Balram Hall, Parampuja Radhamohan Maharaj giving. My Lord! I was really, really torn between the two. I was thinking, if I can cut my body into two, 1 year can be in temple hall, other half can be in Balram Hall. Of course, in those days I was taking hotel treatment, you know, in Vrindavan. So, I went to room, both lectures were on. I would catch up here also, because I put both on FM, two different recorders. So, because when you hear this, you know overall what he is saying, then you also want to know what he is saying. So that time I realized this verse. Huh? Why he is asking for how many years? Yeah. I am a limited tiny soul. I wanted to hear two lectures, but he wants to hear 1 crore lectures. He wants to hear of various Vaishnavas. Everywhere there is glorification going on in different temples. And also you know, there are different Vaishnavas who narrate pastimes very beautiful, like His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj narrates demons in Vrindavan Leela so beautifully. Similarly, this is Gauranga Darshanpo here in GV. He also has narrated that. There is one Rajiv Lochan Prabhu who has narrated in Delhi. So I have many lectures. Now I want to hear all of that. So time is also not there. Years are also not there. Enough years. So sometimes we feel a lack of, our senses become a limitation in fathoming the oceanic sweetness of devotional service. Actually, when you come to bhava prema stage, why we faint? That's the same reason. Because in this material body, we are unable to take in the ocean of sweetness, you know, thrown on us. We just get drowned in that ecstasy, in that bhava, when Krishna reveals his form or his sweet flute notes. Or his speech, Sauswarya, or Saukumarya, or Saundarya, or Saurabhya, all these things, different things. So therefore, in the same manner here, he has developed a hatred for going to Brahma Jyoti. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya told, when was it? In one place, Mahaprabhu says, the best people that he has, Mahaprabhu says, if I want somebody to learn about Rasa Tattva, I have, he says, Ramanand Rai, he says. If you want to assess anybody's writing, I have Swarupa Damodar, like that. And then if somebody wants to learn the meaning of Mukti, I have Swarupa Bhattacharya, he says that. Therefore, in one place I'll tell you which book it is, Harinam Chintamani. It says in Harinam Chintamani, that to know, to help the world know the meaning of Mukti, Lord Chaitanya made Swarupa Bhattacharya speak. To make the world know the glories of the holy name, he made Haridas Thakur speak. To make the world know the sweetness of the five rasas, he made Rupa Goswami. And to make the world know his heart and his teachings, he empowered Rupa Goswami. Like that. And to make the world know what are the qualities of a Vaishnava, especially humility, he had Sanatana Goswami, like that. So you will find Mahaprabhu, whatever he wants the world to learn, he teaches it through a devotee by himself interacting with the devotee. Although he is himself capable of teaching everything. He is teaching through others. Such a beautiful thing he says. You read it? Yeah. Yeah, Prabhupada is saying here, in the Siddha Loka, Brahma Loka, there are two kinds of living entities killed by the Supreme Lord due to having been demons in their previous lives, and those who are very fond of enjoying impersonal affairs. And basically, Prabhupada says, those who aspire to go to Brahma Jyoti and those who are demons who are killed by the Lord, they both have the same destination. So indirectly you can understand the hint. Yeah. That means if anybody, ignores the beautiful form of the Lord, that's why he says, Ye anye aravindaksha vimukta maninaha tvayastha bhavad avishuddha buddhayaha. That verse says. So aravindaksha is Krishna. Somebody rejects Krishna's beautiful form and becomes attracted to go to Brahma Jyoti. They reach the same destination what the demons reach, he says. Yeah. May I read this one? The last one. So here this one.
Therefore, devotees consider remaining in the impersonal Brahman effulgence a kind of punishment. Sometimes devotees think of merging into the Brahman effulgence and consequently...
See, Prabhupada used the word devotees. I'll tell you the reason why. Because I get many questions. One of them asked a question, Prabhu, why did Krishna, for his pleasure, made me as a part and parcel? He could have avoided making me exist. One fellow asked a question like that. Although it's upcoming devotee. There was another devotee who asked a question, Prabhu, is it possible for me to pray to Krishna to nullify my existence? Another fellow asked this question. These are all upcoming devotees. Why do you think they ask such questions? Anybody? He's saying they have background of such practices. Actually, frustration in material life. Relationships also, and also what happens? See, when they came from material life into spiritual life, they came with a wrong script of Bhogavritti. Vita Raga Bhaya Krodha. That's 4.10 Bhagavad Gita. So, they have come into spiritual life, but here also they try to exploit, enjoy. Like one fellow wrote a question, asked, why did Krishna give me senses? You know, the senses are troubling me so much. He made a big mistake by giving me the senses. You know, is it possible for me to pray to Krishna so that I can be free from my senses? See, their purpose is, this fellow wants Krishna to make him a machine. Purpose is, about Karandhar and one more, two devotees, when they were talking to Prabhupada said, Krishna to make you a machine, then you have to be Jada. And that's what happens when one commits spiritual suicide. Spiritual suicide means entering into Brahma Jyoti and, you know, you become like Jada only, just. So one becomes stagnated there, no seva there, isn't it? So, these are people who are frustrated either in material life or in spiritual life. Actually, spiritual life is very joyfully performed. Suzukam kartam. He says, you know, even all of us will find when we are living in a company of devotees, there are various types of diseases that attack us. One of the diseases is boredom in spiritual life. That is actually coming due to want for sense gratification. Another thing is the frustration in relationships, as one of you rightly said. When one has frustrated relationships with devotees, then one is unable to appreciate Krishna also. Because Krishna doesn't give access easily. Unless you deal with devotees properly, he doesn't give access. Access denied. Isn't it? Then one becomes frustrated with devotees also, Krishna also. And then one feels, why do I exist at all? You know. And another reason for feeling like that is lethargy in spiritual life. One doesn't want to make endeavors and initiatives to perform spiritual life. So, therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Utsahan, Nishchayan, Dhairyan. So, Utsahan is opposite to alas, correct, no? You can't be lethargic, correct, no? And patience is opposite to Rajaguna. Rajaguna means you want instant idli, instant gulab jamun, you know, everything instant, immediately. So, that is who? Rajaguna. Rajaguna means everything instant you want. But patience means Sattaguna. Okay, be patient. So, Utsahan, Nishchayat, Dhairyat. Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah. Sometime, Prabhuji, in our life, suppose we have done a lot of services, some heavy services. So we want some, you know, some ekan, you know, like we want to read ourselves, you know, here. Or, you know, we don't want to get disturbed by devotees. Yeah. So whether this also kind of like a disease or it's how it
is? No. Actually, you will find. Even Maharajas also, you will find that they have a time when they have association with other Maharajas. That is the time, correct, no? when they'll be in kirtan, dancing, singing, giving lectures, sharing the dais and everything. Then there's a time they may want to write exclusively. They may want to sometimes chant exclusively. They may go to some remote, you know, farm or somewhere and they may chant more rounds. You know. So, actually the association impels our love for Krishna. And then when you feel love for Krishna, you need some time to be with Krishna also. You know? So if you read the book Vandanam, His Holiness Satsudas Maharaj writes about one-man prayer. Huh? One-man prayer session. Very beautiful it is. So there he explains that every day you have to spend a little time with Krishna. He says, let's sit and close your eyes and think of your relationship with Him. How you have forgotten. You don't have to be the Raghunuga devotee or in five rasas or something like that. You just understand He is your master. I am His servant. And now I have turned away from Him. Now my Guru has put me back in track now. Yeah? And what is my state of heart and consciousness, you know, and we can, even if it is not very good also, we can pray to Him and reveal our situation, you know, Krishna, you know, I am not very enthusiastic for you, for chanting your names, I am not very serious about spiritual life, I am seeing that I am becoming slack, certain unwanted qualities are coming to surface, others are observing, I am also observing, and things like that one can reveal to Krishna. So, in this way, he says there is a time for association. There is a time for seclusion. And that if that seclusion strengthens your spiritual life, then that seclusion is good. For some people, seclusion weakens them. So for in case the seclusion in reading, hearing and remembering the Lord is helpful, there is nothing wrong in that. It is not like a jnani type or you have to be alone because you are not hating devotees. You don't mind being with devotees and chanting and attending morning program, everything. When it is considered little improper, if one is doing as a, he says, you know, Dushtamana Tumi Kisera Vaishnava. In that song he says, Nirjana Bhajan. For what? Then he says, Kevala Kaitava. He saying. For Pratishtha's sake, if you are going to a secluded place to chant and become a self-made Babaji, and become popular, that is condemnable. So, and also, if somebody wants seclusion to be lazy and sleep more, that is also condemned, correct, no? Or if somebody wants seclusion to misuse that seclusion, watching something improper. So, these are all to be avoided, but as you rightly said, good seclusion is also there. But the seclusion is to be with Krishna. Even at that time, you are not completely alone. You are with Krishna always. So in this way, you read it? Yeah, please complete it.
Sometimes devotees think of merging into the Brahman effulgence and consequently they are promoted to Siddha Loka. Because of their impersonal understanding, they are actually punished. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya continues to explain the distinction between Mukti Pada and Bhakti Pada in the following verses.
Yeah. Krishnera vigrahayai satyanahi mane yei ninda ayudadika kareta rasane shayidu ira dandahaya brahma sayujya mukti tara mukti phalanahe yei kare bhakti. Yeah.
The Bhattacharya continued, the impersonalists who do not accept the transcendental form of Lord Krishna and the demons who are always engaged in blaspheming and fighting with Him are punished by being merged into the Brahman effulgence. But that does not happen to the person engaged in the devotional service of the Lord.
Oh, he is properly understood, yeah, philosophy. Beautifully he is revealing his wisdom now. Yadyapi se mukti haya pancha parakara salokya samipya sarupya sarashti sayujya ara. So he's saying there are five types of mukti. He's talking about those five of them. Yeah. Can I read this?
Salokya means that after material liberation, one is promoted to the planet where the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides. Samipya means remaining an associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Now, what is the difference between the two? both get salokya, they go to the same loka, but one is near to the Lord. Just like somebody is a personal servant of Guru. Now, other people are his disciples, but they never serve so closely. Correct, no? Similarly, somebody may be in the planet of the Supreme Lord, rendering service in different parts of the planet, but they may not be closely working with him. But there are some who may be personally attending to him, like Lalita Vishakar, very intimate associates of Radharani. And others, other sakis may assist her, assist them, correct, no? Little away. And then?
Sarupya means attaining the four-handed form exactly like that of the Lord. Sarashti means attaining opulences like those of the Supreme Lord. And Sayujya means merging into the Brahman effulgence of the Lord. These are the five types of liberation.
Okay, you can read the translation.
Yeah. If there is a chance to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a pure devotee sometimes accepts the Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya or Sarashti, yes, forms of liberation, but never Sayujya. A pure devotee does not like even to hear about Sayujya Mukti, which inspires him with fear and hatred. Indeed, the pure devotee would rather go to hell than merge into the effulgence of the Lord.
Hmm. See? Yeah. And then Prabhupada quotes the same verse which we quoted. Kaivalyam Naraka. You know that verse. After quoting the five names of Mukti, he says, Vinamat Sevanam. Diyamanam Nagrihananti. Vinamat Sevanam Jana. Diyamanam means even these five Muktis are given, they will not accept it unless it is accompanied by service. There's one more verse, beautiful verse. Naikatmatame sprahayanti kechin matpada seva abhirata madiha yenyonyato bhagavata prasajya sabajayante mama paurushani. Very important verse. Very important in Kapila section. Huh? What he says? Na ekatmatam. He's saying, what is the meaning? Never want to merge. Na ekatmatame sprahayanti. Kechin means kadachit. Huh? They never want to merge in me, my devotees. They always want to maintain their identity and serve me. So these are verses we can quote, especially while talking to impersonalists. Huh? Very good verse. And then diyamanam na grihananti. That verse also we can quote. Huh? Okay. Here you can read this one.
He is not very interested in stopping the repetition of birth, for he simply desires to serve the Lord, even in hellish circumstances. Consequently, the pure devotee hates and fears Sayujya Mukti, merging into the effulgence of the Lord. This merging is due to an offense committed against the transcendental loving service of the Lord, and therefore it is not at all desirable for a pure devotee.
Actually, somebody has offended and he is killed, like Shishupal offended the Lord, huh? And he is killed, and then he goes to Brahma Jyoti, correct? Now, of course, they are Jaya Vijay coming three times, but in general, I am saying, huh? The demons are, when they are killed by the Lord. See, how do we understand this demons killing thing? Like somebody's boil has grown bigger. Then when he goes to doctor says, hey, you must have come to me 2 weeks ago. You are too late. It has become very grown up now. Huh? Now applying ointment, will it help? Taking some tablets, will it help? It has become too big. Then what he says, okay, I will give you one medicine, special medicine, which will make it more bigger, he says. Oh, really? Why you want to make it more bigger and more softer? Ripe, after that, what he will do? That is the point. So therefore, this fellow, Bhasmasura asked Narada, you know, who is the person I should worship? Narada asked him, so what do you want? I want to get a benediction by which I can get Uma, Parvati as my wife. And also I want to touch somebody's head like this and then that should break into pieces. Narada understood. He said, you worship Shiva, I told him. He said, why would Narada guide somebody to Shiva, I tell me, instead of guiding to Vishnu as he guided Dhruva Maharaj. He saw Dhruva Maharaj had a material desire also. But Dhruva Maharaj very clearly said, I want an honest path to attain an impossible goal. I am ready for it, he said. And he saw a prospective candidate who has the ability to become a pure devotee. Whereas when he saw this Vrikasura. He understood that his envy is already very ripe. Now he made the envy more ripe, correct? Now by giving him the worship of Shiva, and then that was cut like that. Similarly, when Supreme Lord sees certain demoniac people are extremely ripe in their envy for him and other living entities like Hiranyakashipu, or even Ravana, Kamsa, we can say these are incorrigible fellows. You know incorrigible? And not correctable. They will not get corrected. Which means the boil, when it has become too big a size, what is it called as? It is incurable. The only way you can cure it is cut it, yeah. So you have amputated, cut it or something like that. Surgery. So then when they are killed, then they go to Brahma Jyoti, where they don't see the form of the Lord, they don't have to serve the Lord, they can imagine they are supreme, they can imagine they are independent, they are also conscious, but they are merged in a merged state of Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Like that they will keep thinking about themselves to be Brahman. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay, remain there as long as you don't want to serve. Because there are people who don't have a desire to serve. Rather, the very word serve frightens them. Hey, here also we have to serve, there also we have to serve. Many impersonally ask like that. According to them, what? Service is slavery in this world. And now when you go, at the time of death, moksha when you get, your service comes to your heart. Then you don't have to serve anymore. But they don't know what is loving service. Like Prabhupada says, a mother, takes a child on the lap. In the night she gets up and changes the diaper. She feeds the milk and all these things. You ask the mother, why are you so much meditating on the child and doing so many things? She has no reason for that love. Love is very natural. Similarly, the jiva has a natural love for the Lord. For him to serve Lord is, it's like, what do you call it? Like you say, second nature. It's not in second, it's first nature it is. For the jiva, it's very natural. But these guys want to escape from that service. And yes.
Like Prabhupada says, some of the purport, how when Lord punishes demons, or he is giving mercy to his devotees, all on the same level, absolute level.
Yeah.
Because suppose he is sending them to the impersonal Brahma, it's like a punishment. So how it is considered the same?
Because he says they are liberated. Now, for example, when they are liberated now, when they come down from the Brahma Jyoti, they will get a chance to engage in devotional service. Like even our 21 generations, we say, I heard that they will not go back to Vaikuntha, but they will be relieved of their baggage of sinful reactions and everything. And they will be given a chance to engage in devotional service. If they are very sincere, like a dry grass picking up fire immediately, like that they will pick up. Correct, no? Yeah. Let's go to the next verse.
Brahme Ishvare Sayujya Duita Prakara. Brahma Sayujya Haita Ishvara Sayujya Dikhara.
See, there are two types of Sayujya. Brahma Sayujya is becoming one in the Brahma Jyoti. And Ishvara Sayujya is even more worse, it's considered. What is it? The Jiva not only goes to Brahma Jyoti, he enters spiritual world and sticks to Krishna's body like a parasite. When he sticks to Krishna's body or Vishnu's body, as soon as he clings to his body, he imagines who is he? Not only in Krishna's body, sometimes Yashoda's body also. Yashoda, Nanda, and thinks that, like one boy was asking, Prabhuji, can I become Radharani? He was asking. So Prabhupada answers it. That means he's envious of? Who is he envious of? Radharani only. Because he thinks that, okay Prabhu, you tell me amongst all the gopis, who is the best? Okay, Radharani. Who is the most favorite to Krishna? Radharani. Who can do the best of all 64 kalas and service? Radharani. Okay Prabhu, now you tell me, can I become Radharani? That means, then I will push Radharani away and then I will occupy her place. So what is this? Envy. Nothing but envy. And these people get Ishvara Sayujya. These people. Which means they cling to the body of the Lord or his pure devotees like that. And while clinging like that, they assume that they have become that. If somebody is clinging to the Lord's body, see Krishna is doing rasa dance with gopis. This fellow is thinking what? I am only doing rasa dance, is thinking. This tiny jiva. Prabhupada said, like you see, even a mosquito can come and sit in Vyasasana, Prabhupada said. But I am, see, if I sit in Vyasasana, I'll give a class, but mosquito can only trouble me by biting me. Isn't it? These fellows are like mosquitoes, trying to sit on Lord's body and imagine that now I become one with the Lord and now I am dancing with gopis. How nonsense it is. So he's saying, Dikar. Who is saying? Bhattacharya is saying, Dikar. Read this translation.
Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya continued, there are two kinds of Sayujya Mukti, merging into the Brahman effulgence and merging into the personal body of the Lord. Merging into the Lord's body is even more abominable than merging into his effulgence. According to the opinion of the Mayavadi Vedantists, the living entity's ultimate success is to merge into the impersonal Brahman. The impersonal Brahman or bodily effulgence of the Supreme Lord is known as Brahmaloka or Siddhaloka.
There is one more Siddhaloka also we talk about, where yogis go to get siddhis and come back. That is within the 14 planetary systems only. But this the Siddhaloka is different from that. Brahmaloka, Siddhaloka. This is also different from Brahmaloka, Satyaloka also. Which means beyond the 14 planetary system, beyond the Brahmanda, what you call as Brahma Jyoti is called Brahmaloka, Siddhaloka or Brahma Jyoti. Three names are used. Yeah.
According to the Brahma Samhita, Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti, the material universes are generated from the bodily rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yogis who follow the principles of Patanjali accept the personality of the Absolute Truth, but they want to merge into the transcendental body of the Supreme Lord. That is their desire.
Yeah. Actually, this is one category of the Patanjali followers. Like I told you that day, if you remember, the yogi who sees the form of Vishnu in the milk ocean, he tries to immediately come out of that meditation. Because why? He fears that if you continue meditating, I will fall in love with him in bhakti. Then I can't merge in Brahman and relax. So he is a yogi. So he considered like a fish hook. He uses the fish hook to, that means he uses the form of the Lord to get mukti. He takes shelter of bhakti to get mukti. Yeah. That is the people. Yeah, yes.
Being the greatest authority, the Supreme Lord can easily allow many millions of living entities to merge into His body. The origin of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, and His bodily effulgence is known as the Brahma Jyoti, Brahmaloka or Siddhaloka.
Yeah, right.
Thus, Brahmaloka or Siddhaloka is a place where many spark-like living entities, parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, are assembled. Because these living entities do not wish to keep their individual existences, they are combined and allowed to remain in Brahmaloka like so many atomic particles of sunshine emanating from the sun. The word Siddha is very significant. Siddha refers to one who has realized the Brahman effulgence and who has complete knowledge that the living
entity.
Entity is not a material atom, but a spiritual spark. This understanding is described in the Bhagavad Gita 18:54 as Brahma Bhuta. In the conditioned state, the living entity is known as Jiva Bhuta, or the living force within matter. Brahma Bhuta living entities are allowed to stay in Brahmaloka or Siddhaloka, but unfortunately they sometimes again fall into the material world, because they are not engaged in devotional service. This is supported by the words in Srimad Bhagavatam, beginning Yanne Arvindaksha. These semi-liberated souls falsely claim to be liberated. But unless one engages
in... That's why the word maninaha is used there. Vimukta?
Maninaha.
Man lete hai, that we have liberated, but they are not. You see, they are free from false ego, but they have not attained the true ego. Like they have crossed the negative axis and gone to 0-0 now. Bhakti Yoga is positive axis. But if you don't have anything positive, you can come back again. Yeah. That is the proper same thing explains there. Then it goes on like this. Read this, the next para.
The followers of the Patanjali Yoga system actually want to merge into the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This indicates that they do not want to engage in his service despite their knowledge of him. And thus their position is even more abominable than that of those who want to merge into the Lord's effulgence.
That means third. That means the Brahman, people merging in Brahman and people merging on Lord's body. And Patanjali people know the form of the Lord, still they want to merge in Brahman. So they are even more abominable, Prabhupada is saying.
This indicates that they do not want to engage in his service despite their knowledge of him, and thus their position is even more abominable than those who want to merge into the Lord's effulgence. Right. These yogis meditate on the four-handed Vishnu form of the Lord in order to merge into his body.
How foolish is it?
The Patanjali system describes the form of the Lord as klesha karma vipakashair aparamrishtaha purusha vishesha ishvaraha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is a person who does not partake of a miserable material life. The yogis accept the eternity of the Supreme Person in one of their mantras. Sapurve sham api guru kala namachedat. Such a person is always supreme and is not influenced by the element of time. The followers of the Patanjali system therefore accept the eternity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yet according to them purushartha shunyana pratiprasavah kaivalyam swarupa pratishtha va chiti shaktir iti. They believe that in the perfectional stage the conception of purusha is vanquished. According to their description, chiti shaktir iti, they believe that when one becomes perfect he cannot remain a person. This yoga system is therefore abominable because its final conception is impersonal. In the beginning, these yogis accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they ultimately give up this idea in order to become impersonal.
Yeah.
They are most unfortunate because although they have a personal conception of the Absolute Truth, they neglect to render devotional service to the Lord and thus fall down again into the material world.
Then he quotes that Arhu Krishnana after that. Yeah. So now you understood the new thing about the yogi. Yeah. How the yogi also, Patanjali is Yoga Sutra, those who follow, they accept the Vishnu form, meditate on the Vishnu form, and the goal is to merge into Vishnu, and then ultimately the Purusha doesn't exist and you become impersonal and you eternally exist. Very similar to Mayavadis. Very unfortunate, no? Yeah. Yes?
Puri, one question.
Yeah.
And sometimes we say there are some yogis, they also meditate on Chaturmurti, Chaturbhuja, Vishnu. And sometimes they also go to Vaikuntha Loka.
Omitya kaksharam brahma vyaharan ma manusmaran yap prayati samadbhavam yatyanastyatra samshayha. 8th chapter. Bhagavad Gita.
So
they go. They meditate on the Vishnu form and they are devotees. See, they are devotee yogis. Likewise, in Vrindavan, there is one gufa even now. They say that a yogi lived inside the gufa alone and a very ferocious forest. Ferocious animals are there. Still he used to live there, but he was a Sri Vaishnava. He used to wear 3 tilaks. So they had the picture of the Baba and all that. So they were saying, he was Ashtanga Yogi Baba, but he was also a devotee of Vishnu. Just like Dhruva. Dhruva is Ashtanga Yogi Baba also, correct, no? He did Ashtanga Yoga, he did, no? Correct. But he also chanted Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And then he went to Vaikuntha. Correct, no? That is one category of yogi. But another category of Patanjali Yoga Sutra yogi is saying these guys want to merge in, they know the form of Vishnu, they want to merge in the form and become practically impersonal.
So can we say that, you know, Prabhuji, that those who are like followers of Patanjali, they are 100% they are like, don't want to get merged in?
In that also, there are two categories, personalists and impersonalists.
Okay, there also.
Great.
But they...
Actually, you can read this book, Core Yoga by Iyengar. I have a copy also. In NBCC I have. You know, in that book he says that the conclusion of Patanjali is Sripad Ramanujacharya's conclusion. He says that actually Patanjali wanted 3 types of people he's talking about in that book. One, he says, people who are too much bodily conscious. For them, Hatha Yoga was given. Yama, Niyama, Pranayama and Asana and Pratyahara. It's called Hatha Yoga. Basically, they have to do this asanas and everything and keep the body and mind under control because they're too hyperactive or They are too bodily conscious like that. But then he says that the mind should not be allowed to flow outward along with the 10 indriyas. If it does it, then it will be called as Ekadasha Indriya. Mind is also called as Ekadasha Indriya. But if the mind can be withdrawn from the clutter of the material world and then combined with the buddhi and then engaged in the meditation on the Vishnumurti's form, then that is called then Antakkarana. Then Antakkarana, they meditate on the form. And then he also said this, that the goal is not Vishnu, the goal is to use Vishnu to get moksha, Marjan Brahman. And then he says the third category of people are yogis who meditate on Vishnu's form and eternally want to serve him. And they go to Vaikuntha. Correct, no?
So they want, but they need to have spiritual master, otherwise they can't understand, isn't it?
Oh, naturally they have to have spiritual master, okay. Yeah. Correct. Dhyana vastita tadgate na manasa pashyantiyam yoginam isaya. Same verse is there, you see. Diyamanam. Yeah. Yeah.
Prabhuji, in previous purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that these people, they develop their impersonal tendencies because of offense to devotional service. So is it seva aparadha or something connected to that or something different only?
No, actually, we don't know what is the nature of offense. See, Krishna is not giving his association to them, nor are they eager to connect with him. There must be some serious aparadha, surely. Especially in relation to Lord or in seva aparadha are never considered so serious. Like, you know, seva aparadhas come when they are doing deity related services and all. And if somebody shows little sincerity, Lord immediately forgives. These aparadhas must be like Guru aparadha or Vaishnava aparadha, you know, or aparadha Lord Hari in the previous lives or in this life, it's possible, yeah. But they are fooled by their intelligence to go to, you know, Brahman, yeah. Same thing is quoting, yeah. Prabhu kahe mukti padera ara artahaya. Mukti pada shabde sakshat ishvara kahaya. Yeah.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, the word mukti pada has another meaning. Mukti pada directly refers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mukti pada yara sei mukti pada haya. Kimva navama padartha mukti rasam samashraya.
Yeah. All kinds of liberation exist under the feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is known as Mukti Pada.
Like Prabhupada, you say, no? Prabhupada means all the Prabhu's great masters take shelter of his lotus feet. Similarly, Mukti Pada means all Mukti takes shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Yeah. Yes.
According to another meaning, Mukti is the ninth subject and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the shelter of liberation.
Yeah, you know, this one, Sarga, Visarga, Sthana, Poshana, you know, Manmantra, Nishanukata, and then Nirodha. And then Mukti, and Ashrit, this is the ninth item. Yeah, purpose is Mukunda means Mukti ko bhi kuchit karne wale Bhagavan Krishna ko Mukunda naam se pukarte hain. So he is saying that. Dui arte Krishna kahi kene paatha firi. Sarvabhauma kahe o. Pata kahite na pari. Yeah.
Since I can understand Krishna according to these two meanings, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what point is there in changing the verse?
Yeah.
And Om Bhattacharya replied, I was not able to give that reading to the verse.
Yadyapi tomara artha yai shabde kaya. Tathapi ashlishya doshe kahana nayaya.
Although your explanation is correct, it should not be used because there is ambiguity in the word mukti pada.
Yadyapi mukti shabdera haya panchavritti. Rudi vrittye kahetabu sayujye pratiti.
The word mukti refers to five kinds of liberation, but its direct meaning usually conveys the idea of becoming one with the Lord.
Yeah. Mukti shabda kahite mana mane haya ghrina trasa. Bhakti shabda kahite mane hayata ullasa. As soon as I utter the word of mukti, immediately I feel fear and hatred. Whereas when I say bhakti, immediately I get a juice of great joy.
The very sound of the word mukti immediately induces hate and fear. But when we say the word bhakti, we naturally feel transcendental bliss within the mind.
Shunyaha sena prabhu anandita mane. Bhattacharya kaila prabhu dridha lingane. So Mahaprabhu became very happy seeing the situation of Karam Bhattacharya. Because, oh, he has become so appreciative of the bhakti, so much so that he has abandoned the path of impersonalism. So he became very, very happy. You see students also like this sometimes, when they become serious in spiritual life, they condemn sense gratification. They abhor sense gratification. And although they may be young, at least they are talking like that. They may sometimes fall prey, but they are still, that itself goes to show their sincerity.
Upon hearing this explanation, the Lord began to laugh and with great pleasure immediately embraced Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya very firmly.
Yehi Bhattacharya pade padaya maya vade. Tarai che vakya sphure chaitanya prasade.
Yeah. Indeed, that very person who had been accustomed to reading and teaching Mayavad philosophy was now even hating the word mukti. This is possible only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So there are many, many verses on Mahaprabhu's mercy. Anybody can say? Use your logic. And that is a famous one. Use your logic to understand Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Kripa Daya Koribe Vichar. Chitte Pape Chamatkar. That's one famous verse. It's exalted nature of Mahaprabhu's mercy. That also, Sri Chaitanya Pramande Balo Piyada Anugraha Nana Mata. Nan Taren Nana Matagraha Vyaptam Siddhanta Saganam. That was also, Loha ke yavat sparshi hemanahi kare. Tavat sparshamani ke ha chinite na pare.
As long as it does not turn iron into gold by its touch, no one can recognize an unknown stone to be a touchstone.
But Acharya Vaishnavata Dekhi Sarva Jana. Prabhu ke janila sakshat Brajendra Nandana.
Upon seeing transcendental Vaishnavism in Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, everyone could understand that Lord Chaitanya was none other than Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj.
Kasi Mishra Adiyata Nila Chalavasi. Sharana Layera Save Prabhupadeyasi.
After this incident, all the inhabitants of Jagannath Puri, headed by Kashi Mishra, came to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord.
Saye savakata gekariva varnana. Sarvabhauma kareyache prabhura sevana.
Later I shall describe how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya always engaged in the service of the Lord.
Yaiche paripati kare bhiksha nirvahana.
ವಿಸ್ತಾರ್ಯ ಆಗೇತಃ ಕರಿಬ ವರ್ಣನ.
I shall also describe in full detail how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya perfectly rendered service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by offering him alms.
Yeah, this means he, what he is indicating is prasadam in his house, that amoga, yeah, amoga's pastime. How, just like we glorify Advaita Acharya Prabhu for cooking and offering, she also was very expert. Who? Bhattacharya, amazing prasad he will cook and offer to Mahaprabhu. Yeah.
ಏ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭುರ ಲೀಲಾ ಸಾರ್ವಭೌಮ ಮಿಲನ ಇಹಾಯೈ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ಕರಿ ಕರಯೇ ಶ್ರವಣ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಕರ್ಮ ಪಾಶ ಹೈತೆ ಹಯ ವಿಮೋಚನ ಅಚಿರೇ ಮಿಲಯ ತರ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಣ.
So those people who hear this katha, till now what you heard, that's what katha is saying. With great transcendental faith, janma karma paash haite haya. Yeah. Plus one more advantage he is saying. Achere miraye tar. Yeah, one will get charan very easily. Lotus feet of the Lord. Read then.
If one hears with faith and love these pastimes concerning Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meeting with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he very soon is freed from the net of speculation and fruitive activity and attains the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet.
Yeah. Bhattacharya himself was into speculation, no? Therefore he is saying that. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padayara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Yeah?
Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, following in their footsteps.
Hari bol. Thus?
Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhya Leela, 6th chapter, describing the liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Okay. You completed the chapter successfully. So, I had just one or two small things to conclude. Those two verses Mahaprabhu wrote, Vairagya Vidya, Nijabhakti Yoga, Shikshakame, Ekam Purusha. I didn't discuss it much, but it was very important for us to note that he says that Mahaprabhu's movement is a Kevala Ananda Kanda. At the same time, it is Vairagya Vidya, he says. Mahaprabhu also showed great Vairagya. For example, with Chota Haridas, he became really very heavy in not letting his followers associate with opposite sex and bring degradation in character. So, and another Vairagya you see in Mahaprabhu's Leela is how our Raghunath Das, staying in Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu used his example to teach the world Vairagya and eating habits. Correct, no? So Chota Haridas, he taught how devotees should keep away from opposite sex. Yeah. And also he himself taught how when Jagannath Pandit gave him so many facilities like, you know, comfortable bed or scented oils for applying in the body. Did he accept it? He refused. He said, I am a sannyasi, I should live very simple. And also going to the homes of Advaitacharya Prabhu or Bhattacharya, he would always say, give me what for eating? Boiled vegetables. So in this way, of course being Krishna, he can eat a lot like Jagannath. But the point is, he teaches us, in fact, when Mahaprabhu was going through Jharkhand, after coming back, he tells Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he says, hey Balabhadra, how can I thank you? In the forest, sometimes we were not finding any villages on the way. So then what Bhattacharya would do, he would get some shark type of leaves, berries, and make very simple prasad. Because when you go to Brahmana's home, he may cook very nicely and give. But in a passing through the forest, Mahaprabhu tells him especially, he says that you adjusted the things in such a way that you never stopped cooking for me. You always gave me, you know, you took such good care of me, like that he says. So he says that Bhattacharya also expresses in a very humble manner, you know, about the opportunity for being a servant of Mahaprabhu also. So the point is, Mahaprabhu lives a very, very, very simple life in Gambira, sleeping on the floor and asking for boiled vegetables and putting such devotees, like he told our Sanatana Goswami also, when he gave up the blanket, what he told him? The last shred of material enjoyment is finished, like that he said. So you will see him and also speaking in a joke about Govardhana Majumdari, Hiranya Majumdari, you know it. Vairagya Pradhan. Pritahiya. Yeah, Gaura Bhagavan. Yahan dekhi Pritahiya Gaura Bhagavan. So when Mahaprabhu sees Vairagya and his devotees, Vairagya means what? You know, giving up things which become an impediment in our devotional service. It's a very good definition it is. Therefore, it is very clear. You may say, oh, Prabhu, you are all eating very nicely. You are going in aeroplane. So, because the aeroplane is favorable, eating good keeps you healthy, you know. So, then no problem. But actually, therefore, very clear definition, Vaishnava definition. Anything that becomes detrimental to your subconscious progress, you know? That is pratikul. No matter how much you love it, you have to give it up. So, those two words are very nice. So then we will go to this one tomorrow. Lord begins his tour of South India, so preaching. Going to South. Shri Prabhupada ki, Bhaktavinda ki.